The year was 1978. The headline in the Daily Mail read as follows. And here she is, the lovely Louise.
That is Louise Joy Brown. She was born on this day 40 years ago.
While, yes, all birthdays are special, hers especially so. Brown is the first baby to be born through in vitro fertilization, or IVF. Here she is speaking with the site Eggsperience a few years back.
My name's Louise. Mum and dad had gone to local doctors because she'd been trying for about 10 years to have a baby with no success. And I think it was about a year later, or a year and a half later, I believe. And then Mum had me.
One of their doctors was the late Robert G. Edwards. He went on to win a Nobel Prize for his work on IVF, and his research opened the door to a whole new field of medicine. But it also came with controversy, which is something Edwards said he and his team talked a lot about.
We agreed, before we touched a patient, that we would stop if we thought any damage had been done to the mother, the father, or the child. But we would not accept religious objections that weren't defined, or political objections that weren't defined, or personal insults, which we got in plenty.
On the big day, Brown's birthday, a film crew was there to capture the moment she was born.
A good, healthy cry.
Brown was born via cesarean section, weighing about 5.5 pounds.
Lovely Louise now has two kids herself, and you can see mementos like gifts and newspaper clippings and some of the hundreds of letters that people wrote to Brown's parents after she was born. Those are at the Bristol Archive.
And since Louise Joy Brown's birth, an international committee monitoring progress in assisted reproduction reports more than 8 million babies have been born as a result of IVF and other advanced fertilization treatments.
And so to the trailblazer, we all say,
happy birthday, dear Louise.